Food prices have increased over 40%. Energy prices have increased over 20%. Wheat and gas prices have increased over 70%. What's going to be next? Do you see these trends reversing or even stabilizing? All fiat currencies have always failed and collapsed their economies on their way down. The Roman Empire, China, France, Argentina, Finland, Mexico, Russia, Zimbabwe all tried fiat currency and all collapsed into chaos. Meanwhile, the dollar has lost over 97% of its gold value since 1971, when an ounce of gold was valued at $35. If your assets are in paper, you are in danger. Protect your assets with gold and silver. Visit Discount Gold and Silver Trading at DGScoins.com. That's DGScoins.com or call 1-800-375-4188. That's 800-375-4188. Protect yourself and your family.
Like a battlefield.
There's a battle for the soul of America.
We can't let him tear the kingdom down.
This is no game. This is war.
Flesh and blood. It's between the bad and good. We can't stop until the trumpet sounds. This is war. Not a game we're playing. This is a war.
The only question is, which side will you be on? It's time now for A Call to Decision with Pastor Butch Paul.
Satan's armies come to kill. This is war.
Hello and welcome, my friends. This is Pastor Butch Paul, 27 January 2025. This has been a very fast month. If the rest of the year goes like that, it's going to seem like 12 weeks instead of 12 months. But nonetheless, welcome to the next broadcast. We're bringing a guest up on we had last Wednesday, which I very seldom ever do. Programs like this host together, but Deborah Tavares has so much news to share. I don't want to cut her off until she's finished because it's so important. But before we go to her, please don't forget, folks, this is our last week. I'm going to offer the three books we've been offering all week, all month long. These books are so important. If you witness the people that need to know salvation through grace, that's all I can say about that. They're available. We have one on how to talk to your friends who are Catholics or Mormons or Jehovah's Witnesses. All three booklets for $39.95. That includes shipping. If you want to know how to talk to those who are caught up in these religions, they don't understand salvation by grace. I know they think they do, but they really don't. They have to work for, well, the Mormons have to work to become gods themselves. So, I mean, this is the ridiculous that goes on in these cults. And we have the books available if you want them. If you don't, that's okay, but they're available. I got them for that reason, so nobody can say, well, I don't know, because you can know. And thank you for your prayers for my grandson. He got a long ways to go, but he is gaining some ground. They're working with him every day. Thank you for that. My brother is still quite a bit of severe pain. But they said his back was healing. He has to go back to see a surgeon Thursday. Looks like he may have to take his two lower ribs out on both sides, called floating rib, because they're pointing down. They're not where they ought to be, and they're getting a lot of pain. So thanks for the prayers for that and for always being there with his folks. I'm going to take time to get a lot more tonight. But you know what's happening. We do need funds, folks, to go into next month. I'm saying that sincerely. We truly do. And we only got a few days left. Help us if you can, please. You can donate online. You can write to us. Our address will be given out at the bottom of the hour. Help any way you can if you don't mind. You can use your credit card, debit card. We don't care. We're just trying our best to keep the lights on here and reach more people with the truth as fast as we possibly can. Believe me, nobody wants to believe this. But you can believe me when I tell you this. We're being led down the primrose path at the fastest rate in many, many decades by our so-called leaders. And I'm telling you the truth. And one day you'll see this. You may not see it now, but you will. And I have to explain that more in our next Bible study, which will be until the 8th. We've got a Bible study on the 8th. We have to miss this Saturday because Phil will not be home. But we're going to get into the Trojan horse, folks. Yeah, we are. That's the next Bible study. Nonetheless, our guest tonight is Deborah Tavares with StopTheCrime.net. And this woman is a walking encyclopedia. I don't know how she keeps up with all this. I have no idea. But she never quits. And I have to say I admire her highly for that. I truly do. Deborah, are you there?
Yes, Pastor Butch. Thank you for having me on. This is Deborah Tavares. I do run three websites, StopTheCrime.net, where you can go and listen to my current radio shows, very, very important. I go very methodically through some secret documents that all of you need to hear. Please go there. We're posting as much as we can. We're inundated. So stopthecrime.net, immediately click on all videos and start listening. I also host primarywater.org. We're not running out of water. Water is a renewable. It comes from down below the earth. That's why we have water presenting itself in hot and cold springs all over the planet, why we see waterfalls bubbling up from the tops of mountains and splashing down below to ponds in these waterfalls, as in the Hawaiian Islands, never end. They just keep flowing. And that is how we could get water to Southern California. If the water barons and those that are preventing the truth of water would allow the water to be used, excess primary water, and given to the people in Southern California, like Muammar Gaddafi gave water to his people. Over 1 million people received primary water delivered free to them. California is a massive, massive psyops on water, and you can watch the movie Chinatown, and it still is a Chinatown down there. And the idea that we have to send water from Canada and from Northern California to fill up the different dams and to bring more water to Southern California is ludicrous. Absolutely ludicrous. In fact, it's a lie. It's a lie. And I would like to do an entire show on this, because Pastor Butch, we worked with primary water drillers, and we heard that the book New Water for a Thirsty World, when it was released in 1961, the foreword is by Aldous Huxley. The water barons in Southern California burned. They gathered up all those books as quickly as they could to burn them up. So if you go to primarywater.org, you can download New Water for a Thirsty World, and you should. But we'll go into that on another day. Also, I run ToxicSky.org as well, and I encourage everyone to spend some time on that site. Now, right now, I'm going to refer, I don't always refer to the Silent Weapons for Quiet Wars that we have discussed for so many years, but I'm going to read a quote from page 36 from the Silent Weapons for Quiet Wars, which is an Air Force technical manual dated 1979. And it says, here's the quote, "Experience has proven that the simplest method of securing a silent weapon and gaining control of the public is to keep the public undisciplined and ignorant of the basic systems, such as disengaging our minds, engaging our emotions, and rewriting history and law, and exposing the public to deviant creation." That is in the Silent Weapons for Quiet Wars document. I would urge all of you to read this document, as well as the Secret Covenant by the Illuminati. Very important, extremely important. Now, I'm going to go over a couple of patents just to remind you all of the deviant creation that has been waged upon all of us, and this is absolutely war, Pastor Butch. And I'm just reminding you of the creation and the patent. This is one of many, but this is how they use the directed energy weapons and the devices that we see burning up areas all over the world. We certainly were burned here in Northern California in 2017. Also, Paradise was burned, many, many areas. We've had dozens of fires here in Northern California. And then, of course, there was Lahaina. And for the life of me, I don't understand why it seems that none of the people in the Los Angeles burn areas heard about what we were saying from the rooftops for years since the fires. We had proof that these were directed energy weapons, and we were trying to get this information out. It was unnecessary that there were deaths, and unnecessary that so many homes burned, and we'll talk about that. But here's one of the patents. It's a United States patent number US 103 378 41 B as in burn, number two. And here's what it says. It's a world application. And this was granted in February, on February 7th of 2019, and the expiration of this patent is March 13th of 2036. And here's what it says as the abstract. Directed energy weapons, devices that direct a beam of high energy towards a target for incapacitating or destroying the target. The high energy beams, being a laser beam, causing structural damage to the targets. So we're getting hit with laser beams and microwaves. And it doesn't mean that the entire fires that you're seeing just burning up some of the county areas in Los Angeles are all laser beams. These are also microwaves, and the combustibility of heavy chemtrailing days before these fires to cause more combustibility. It also would include EV vehicles and or any EV scooters, anything that people had in their homes, as well as smart meters. They all have lithium-ion batteries, and as you know, lithium-ion batteries explode, and they cause more fires. So people were talking about hearing explosions as they were evacuating from the Pacific Palisades and hearing explosions. I don't know how many people have electric vehicles, but I can warn you all, stay away from them. Don't let anyone park them in the garages near your homes. Keep them away. And I can tell you that I checked with some real estate brokers if we could write in our rental leases that no one is to have any kind of a plug-in bicycle, a scooter, or have an EV parked on a residential rental housing property. And do you know that is illegal? We cannot write that in the contracts. Why? Because the EVs, the lithium-ion batteries, are weapons. So why on earth is this government, not a government, actually, but why are they pushing the illusion that we're going to change the weather, stop the climate from changing, if we switch to energy weapons called electric vehicles? In fact, that enormous fire that's still burning from an EV, from a lithium-ion battery storage facility in Monterey here in Northern California, that has been burning for days and days and days, it's emitting such high levels of toxins and corrosion as water gets on some of the aspects of the burning material that it causes the concrete to corrode, and people's skin can start falling off. It causes burns. They are doing this all over the country. And I will tell you that Musk is involved because he's deploying all of these everywhere. These are a weapons system. Make no mistake. So I just went over the laser patent. I want to go over the wind, the microburst patent again. I've done this on several shows, but you need to hear this repeatedly, and you need to share this far and wide. And I'll explain why you need to hear it repeatedly, and I'm sorry to say what you're going to hear me say after this patent, but it's true. So what has happened is the microburst winds are electromagnetic radio weapons. And it's important to understand that they create tornado-like high wind gusts. Now, we've been seeing this happening in all the burn areas. We certainly know that the winds in Malibu and the Palisades were called the Santa Ana winds. I was burned out when I was only 11, caused again by the Santa Ana winds at 11 years old. I did not know that they could create winds, but now I do. And everyone down there needs to hear this because they were attacked. This is an attack, and I know that they're suffering. They're suffering. They've lost everything. I know what that is like. I've seen it. I know. And now they're bringing in mental health people to help people that have lost everything. And they're now saying LA strong. This is horrific. This is like the syndrome that they created with Patty Hearst when they kidnapped her. She became one of them. And this is what's happening. We're being attacked, and then we're being told, be resilient and be strong. No, we're being attacked, and our government systems are lying to all of us. So the microburst patent continues, again, with the tornado-like winds, which we're seeing. We just heard about all these winds hitting Northern Ireland. And my friend in Wales called me this past weekend to tell me that they were hit with high winds there. It's all microburst weapons. And here's what they tell us. It's artificially spawned, precision-targeted microburst vortex created by a scalar electromagnetic weapon system mounted on cell towers everywhere. It's U.S. patent number 762-9918. This is Raytheon. This is under operational command and control of Lockheed Martin. This is a covert homeland military intelligence coup d'etat on all of us. We have been taken, and the high winds are literally produced with electromagnetic radio weapons using cell towers. So I've just gone over two patents. Now I'm going to go over a couple other patents so that you will understand what has happened to people in general and why there is not the pushback that you would normally expect from these kinds of attacks that are becoming more blatantly obvious. Because I've gone over this before, and I'm quickly going to tell you that on StopTheCrime.net, you can type in the search bar on my site and type in the word Aquarius, A-Q-U-A-R-U-S. I'm only going to tell you a portion of this document because it is about the planned chemical sedation of the populations using microwave frequencies for mass mind control. That is exactly what has happened. Now let's talk about some patents on mind control. We're going to talk about synthetic telepathy, which is remote neuromonitoring with 5G and satellite harassment. This is patent number U.S. 395-1134A, and it's a 1976 patent, and there are 24 patents related to neurological warfare. We are being attacked by the military and by our own government and the deep state, whatever what you want to consider the deep state. Actually, everyone that's in sitting office, the mayors, everyone, whether they're aware or not, they could be absolutely under mind control and unaware. But I can tell you, they have all contributed to what we are all facing because that patent tells us that synthetic telepathy and remote neuromonitoring is a form of functional neuroimaging capable, listen to this, capable of extracting EEG data from the human brain at a distance with no physical contact. At a distance. NSA has the capability to decode the data that they capture remotely to extract vocalizations, visual and auditory data from us, the target, and it allows access to a person's thoughts without their knowledge or permission, collecting massive amounts of personal data from each and every single one of us, which allows NSA to feed back this information into quantum computers, which produce schematics for understanding the collective consciousness. This is pre-crime. This is what exactly Peter Thiel is doing in the White House right now, having operated analytics through Palantir. This is pre-crime. These are all now being set up throughout our country with 5G technology on these in our neighborhoods to literally detect our pre-thinking, which I just told you about the patent for. Now, I want to talk about another patent. This is U.S. patent 523-844, and this is from in June of 1992. There are several patents involved here, but I just read you the top one. And these systems simulate the brain with different frequencies and waveforms to alter the subject's state of consciousness. Now, I want you to consider this. In the Aquarius operations briefing that I mentioned that I have on my website, they can literally target people remotely and cause them to do things that they would otherwise not do. So what we're seeing in Los Angeles County and with the arsonists that they're arresting, I'm not saying that they are not attempting to cause fires. What I am saying, though, is that they're saying the arsonists are arrested, end of story, because when I was out and about and I was explaining to someone, I'm just horrified with what's happening in Los Angeles, they said to me, well, they caught the arsonist. Several arrests were made. End of conversation. No. That is a diversion. This is a massive cover-up for the microwave and laser attacks. A massive cover-up. Now, we know that electromagnetic frequencies and the monitoring interference is one of the most insidious and secretive of all methods used by these agencies in the United States. And this is being used overseas in all the wars and in Iraq. These systems have been used on you, me, our family. And it is destroying the world insidiously because we don't know. Now, we want to talk about psychoacoustic projectors. This is similar to what you've heard with the Havana syndrome. But the Havana syndrome is not a syndrome. It's an attack using acoustic weapons. And here's a U.S. patent. 3566347. And this is in 1971. And it's a device weapon which can deafen the target. So what this is, it's a silent subliminal messaging system, it's extreme audio frequency. In other words, long-range acoustic weapons. You can look that up. I've done some videos on this because they're using it here in our burn zones to suggest subliminally that people should evacuate when they would otherwise not evacuate. They would stay and defend their homes. Many people have sprinklers on their homes. They have massive amounts of topside water when you're in the country, huge water, that they can spray all around their home and wet the surrounding areas down, and other ways in which they can stay on the property. And that's why I posted the information about what they're doing, because what they're doing is they have bonds that they're selling. They're called catastrophe bonds, B-O-N-D-S. They're making money on the level of disasters. Now, the disasters are going to be more frequent on all of us in our country and worldwide, causing far more damage. And we are going bankrupt. There is no way that all of us in the United States can pay 100% of the repairs and the replacement that has happened with these Los Angeles County fires. There's no way. There's no way that the insurance companies that are tied into Rothschild are going to sit aside and be drained of money they believe is theirs, and they're shutting off and cutting off insurance. We're going bankrupt. We're being made to be bankrupt by these weapon systems that are destroying our towns and cities. And everybody thinks, well, FEMA isn't there. We're not getting money. We're not getting help. They're bankrupting America. There is no way. They're bankrupting the world with reparations. This is all reparations. We can't afford world reparations on intentional burning that tells you they're doing this. So the subliminal messaging is actually, it's extreme audio frequencies and ranges that are amplified or modulated with the desired material and promulgated acoustically for direct inducement into our brains. This is an excellent method of influencing people without their knowledge and is used in advertising. So they have been using all these techniques on us ad nauseum. And I can tell you that we learned here in Northern California that they were driving around with vans with acoustic weapons attached to the tops of the vans and also using them on helicopters to remotely tell people they needed to evacuate because they send in looters to rob them when they're not there. They even want us to hang these tags on our mailboxes or our gates or in front of our homes that say we have evacuated. Now, we watched this happening in 2017 where homes were emptied and there were people roving through the streets, and the sheriff's department said during the aftermath of the fire then they couldn't understand it. There were busloads of looters brought in, busloads. So the looters you're seeing being discussed in the Palisades, and that one photograph I sent you, Pastor Butch, saying looters will be shot. I sent you that photograph. Somebody wrote that on a sign in front of their house.
Yes, I saw that. Yes.
Yeah, the same thing happened here, where and there's a book called Point Patrol that some people wrote after the fires of 2017. Now, I want to ask you, why hasn't one person in the Los Angeles area carried our message and warnings forward? Why did they not know? They would have been able to prevent such devastation, as I've already said. They could have, but they didn't. Why? How much of mind control is so already taken over society that they can't think, they can't protect themselves? We're going to be victims. That's how it's looking. That is exactly how it's looking. So let's talk about this. I want to talk about the secret covenant. I've already mentioned the catastrophe bonds. I have a full link on stopthecrime.net. You've got to watch that catastrophe bond YouTube that I posted because it talks about fires and how people can be stubborn and they can stay back and defend their homes and save their homes. And that unfortunately cuts back on the amount of money that these people can make investing in the great degree of catastrophe that they create. This is sick. This is as sick as it gets, everybody, as sick as it gets. So when we look at the secret covenant, we know that we're being blanketed with poisons everywhere we turn, soft metals, which will cause us to lose our minds. Now, I want to say a few things. This is going to be horrific, but I don't think much of what I've already said isn't horrific. But I want to just add the circumstances that we face. And I want to talk about now, Pastor Butch, I sent you a photograph of a news reporter standing on a road, and it
Yes.
showed some large wooden posts that were on fire, and it has a metal, a steel cord, it's a preventative for people from driving off the road, and instead of the normal guardrails, it's just a thick
cord. Go to break. Hang on to the break, Deborah. Hang on to the break, okay? Folks, a lot more, and maybe you have time to take a few phone calls next half hour. You'll be ready if I announce it. Don't go away.
On the battlefield, Satan's armies come to kill. This is war. Satan's army roams the land, seeking souls of
Hi, folks. Pastor Butch Paul here. I'm certain that I don't need to tell y'all we're living in unstable times, or as the Bible says, perilous times. We're starting to see shortages of many products in America, cars, clothing, furniture, and even food. We can't do much about the cars, clothing, and furniture, but we can with the food, simply by calling Demand of Foods, the best in store foods bar none. They have a shelf life over 25 years, are great tasting, no GMOs, no chemical preservatives, no aspartame or high fructose corn syrup, and no MSGs. Give Demand a call at 888-597-0775. That's 888-597-0775. Or go to Nemana.com. Mention the Pastor Butch sent you and get a 10% discount. That's 888-597-0775. You'll be glad you did.
Hi there, and thank you so much for listening. This is Summer. I'm owner and operator here at Superior Mountain Herbs. Please visit us at www.superiormountainherbs.com. You can always call or text 406- 274-7579. We'd be happy to assist you with any of your health and wellness needs, whether you're currently combating serious disease and infection like cancer, or you're just simply looking to keep your body in great shape and maintain what God has already given you. You can visit us, and we would absolutely love to help you. Once again, visit us at www.superiormountainherbs.com or give us a call at 406-274-7579 to get your hands on some of the most incredible handcrafted, organic, and wildcrafted supplements on the planet. superiormountainherbs.com.
Hello, folks. Pastor Butch here. A lot of y'all are asking me to give our address out on the air, and I never take time during the interviews, but here's our address. If you want to write to us, send us a letter, say hello, or place an order, or whatever you want to do, our address is simple. It's Pastor Butch Paul, P-A-U-G-H, or call to Decision Ministries. The address is 224 Heard. That's spelled H-U-R-D. 224 Heard Road, Netty, Netty, West Virginia, 26681. 224 Heard Road, Netty, West Virginia, 26681. There you go. Thanks a lot.
Since the beginning of the United States, kings have sought it, nations have fought for it. It has been traded, borrowed, purchased, and stolen. There is a reason for it: to secure the blessings of liberty to ourselves and our posterity. Invest with the security of gold and silver. Call Discount Gold and Silver Trading at 1-800-375-4188. That's 1-800-375-4188. Listen to Financial Survival with your host, Melody Cederstrom, on Shortwave Radio. Visit DiscountGoldAndSilverTrading.net or call 1-800-375-4188. That's 1-800-375-4188. For the very best in gold and silver trading, call toll-free 1-800-375-4188. That's 1-800-375-4188. Call now.
This is war, not a game we're playing. This is a war. Hear me what I'm saying. Pick up your sword and shield. Get on the battlefield. Satan's armies come to kill.
All righty, folks, we are back, and that song says it over and over again. This is war. We are under outright attack. The people don't see it. I don't know if they can't see it, don't want to see it, or a combination of both. I don't know. We're talking to Deborah. Listen, Deborah Tavares, share her story. We're going to try maybe in about 15 minutes to take a phone call or two if she wants to do that. But now, Deborah, you go right ahead.
Well, thank you very much. Now, Pastor Butch, I sent you a photograph during the L.A. fires. This was actually in the Altadena area, not the Palisades, that was attacked. All these areas are attacked. We're still under attack. San Diego, there's still fires that they're trying to put out because the land is so heavily basted with accelerants from the overhead aerosol chemtrails that people don't realize you don't need microwaves or lasers everywhere. There are accelerants. There are also the lithium-ion batteries. Lithium-ion batteries have no place on this planet because of fires. And I would strongly urge anyone who's thinking of any kind of an electric vehicle, even though they're being legally mandated, don't buy them. Stay in a gas-powered car as long as possible. But having said that, one of the photographs I sent you, Pastor Butch, shows a TV reporter standing on a road talking about the fires, completely unaware of what is happening right next to her, and I will describe it, and you can tell everyone this is what you're seeing, too. So she's standing there with eye goggles on, and on the side, there she's unaware that the guardrail, the wood post, are burning in the background, and they were set on fire by a microwave heat that heated the steel cables, causing the wood to ignite and burn. So if you look closely at this picture, Pastor Butch, and you enlarge it, you see the steel cables that are going through the large wooden post. They are causing the wood to burn. It's the microwave heat being absorbed by the metal. and you see that, right? And I'm talking about these posts are not just mildly burning. There are flames bursting from the top of these, right?
Yes, they are.
It's, I mean, they're on fire. Anyway, I want to say this. This is going to sound terrible, and it is. Everyone needs to understand, because there are actions you can take. Just because parts of the fires are initiated by lasers and microwaves, they're induced by the heavy spraying overhead. So days before the fires were generally always heavily sprayed or low-lying fog. You have to become consciously aware of the atmosphere and the conditions where then they will attack, because we can make decisions if we become aware, and we can't if we're blind to it all. So you watch for increased chemtrailing at least 3 to 5 days prior to an attack, meaning you have to now acknowledge the fact that we are being sprayed and the weather's being altered, and it's done through the overhead aerosolized tarp and all of the capabilities that they have initiated to control the weather worldwide, every piece of the weather worldwide, every part of the weather. So at least 3 to 5 days, you'll see the chemtrailing. That's generally to lay out immediate combustibles to make it burn more readily, even though things have been pretty permeated. About at least 6 inches down in all the soil worldwide is heavy metals, which is why the trees are dying, why they're getting molds and mildews. And even though some of the trees and shrubs don't look like they've burned, it's because they literally can calibrate the lasers to burn specific things and to avoid certain things, which is a conversation I'm going to continue in a moment. But I want to go over what else the lasers burned when the microwave, a.k.a. lasers, hit the structures, because we have seen where lasers have literally gone up a street. And on one side, the cars are completely burned out. Metal is running on the street like a stream. And on the other side, the cars are damaged and burned, but they're not hit with lasers, and you can tell the difference. Having said that, I want you to think about this. The heat not only is going to create heat in all metal, but I want you to think about how our homes are built. Because we have structural hanging, we have structural framing hardware, and we have steel in our buildings that can be dipped in or galvanized. We have stainless steel. We have anchor bolts set in concrete. We have plate washers and nuts on those plate washers. We have hold downs and brackets. We have floor joists and hangers. We have plate straps. We have nails. We have structural screws. We have shear wall straps. We have rafter connections for to tie the roof to the building. We have metal that is heated up and can cause our homes to burn also. Again, not only when they're hit directly with the weapons. So, Pastor Butch, I sent you a couple of things. One, it shows a YouTuber down in the Palisades area that was talking on a regular basis about her experience with the fires, hoping she didn't get burned out. She did not get burned out. But I sent you a photograph of her, and you see her face, and then you see the smoke behind her, and she is completely unaware of the chemtrails in the background in the sky. Do you see those chemtrails behind her?
Yes, I do.
Okay, everybody, you're listening to this. Chemtrails over the burn zones. While we're burning, while we are on fire, chemtrails inducing more weapons. They weren't done. I don't think they were really done with the burn area there. But I think at some point they have to kind of slow it down a little bit, or the criminal crime scene becomes too obvious. I sent you a number of things, too. It's important to understand that the color white and the color blue are colors that the blue lasers, when they use the blue lasers, which at this point they are using, the blue lasers are deflected by blue or white and they don't burn. Now, Pastor Butch, I sent you a white picket fence. This was in the Pacific Palisades. This fence looks as new as yesterday, and yet the house is in rubble and gone behind it. That was the scene of the entire block, but not this white picket fence. I sent you some chairs that were at a pottery shop on Pacific Coast Highway. It actually was at a wine tasting venue, and they were two oversized large blue chairs, and they are standing unburned, and the complete surround is completely burned down. You see that, right?
Yes, I do.
Okay, I also sent you a picture of a blue house, completely intact, and the houses on either side are gone. They're gone.
Yes.
Now, the problem, I will add this in, you need to let everybody know that's in a disaster area of fire, that they really cannot return to their home, even though it's standing, because of the types of dioxin and other poisons that have settled into the walls, into the crawl spaces of the houses, the attics, into all of the insulation. We're talking about attic insulation and insulation in the walls. We're talking about the carpets, and we're talking about the carpet pads. You just can't go in there with a carpet cleaner and wipe the walls off and think you've got a safe house. No, this is a very poisonous house. We had many people here in 2017 that were returning to their house that may have survived, where an entire block was burned down, and they got very sick. And it was not realized at first. And then they went to the insurance companies, and I don't know whatever happened. That I don't know whether the insurance companies authorized full tear down of the walls on the inside of the house and the replacement of all of the insulation. I don't know. I don't think that ever happened. I also sent you a picture, Pastor Butch, of a blue and white Volkswagen bus that was parked there completely untouched. Now, that's the combination color blue and white. You see that picture?
Yes, I do.
Yep. Completely untouched. So as long as they're using the laser technology, we have learned that, of course, lasers and drones are the next level of amped-up warfare. And they've really perfected they're working on the perfection of drone technology right now in Ukraine. We'll talk about that in a moment. But I researched and found that there are thousands of homes in China that have now painted blue roofs. How many of us know that that's a deterrent for the type of fifth-generation warfare that is upon us now, a silent weapon that is killing us, wiping out our neighborhoods? We should know this. You are being told this. You need to share this. The most important thing is to understand what to look for before they start these fires and the storms. There's atmospheric changes in the storms as well, prior to hurricanes, prior to tornadoes. People need to just understand what to look for before the attack comes down on them. And you can take certain measures depending on what kind of storm condition you're in. But you can't if you don't know. So again, I underscore the fact that the blue lasers literally reflect. They bounce off of the color blue and white. And the red lasers would destroy blue objects. So we don't know when they'll switch over to red lasers. But right now, the blue lasers are evident because we see all the remaining white and blue items in these burn zones. That's why they're not letting people in there. That's why many of you can go back and look at some of the fire reporting of these fires, and you're going to spot all the blue and white before they take it down. They don't want you to know this, but you must know this. You need to learn this. So we've been hearing in the Pacific Palisades that they have a new plan to rebuild the Palisades and to build over. In other words, to destroy the old and build over the new. And I want to tell you this. This is not a one-off plan. This is not just in a few cities. These are international templates for every city worldwide. Now, people are thinking, oh, there are just a few cities that are going to be 15-minute cities, walkable, bikeable, livable, and deadly. Deadly. All 5G. Predetermined outcomes in the fact that they will track you in advance and use your brainwaves to determine your next actions and more. Driverless cars, if you're allowed to have a car. Everything toxic, poisonous, and geofencing, meaning you can't get out. You cannot get out. And that is what is happening. And it's an international plan. So let's talk about this international plan because it's in place. It's rolling out worldwide. And there are four key pillars of these 15-minute kill cities that they plan to achieve. Proximity, so that you're close to everything you need to do. You need a 15-minute lifestyle. In fact, I went to the building and planning department here in Santa Rosa, here in Northern California, and I got our 15-minute plans. Horrific, because I see all of these 3- and 5-story apartments. These are apartments for rent, because remember, you will own nothing. You'll even be renting your furniture, and you'll be renting your clothes. And so they talk about proximity. Yep, they've got that nailed in the capturing of us in these human settlement zones. They talk about diversity. They figure that it'll be a good thing for diversity. Density, absolutely density, and ubiquity. So let's talk about what ubiquity means. This is in their four pillars plans of these 15-minute cities. It means omnipresence. It means existence the same everywhere. In all
Debbie,
places.
Do you want to try to get a phone call on very quickly or no?
Let me have one more minute. Let me just go over these international plans because these are befalling
all right, folks,
on all of us.
You can call in now if you want to. You can go ahead and call in, and we'll take a call in about 1 minute. Go ahead.
Okay, great. Okay, it's important to know these are international plans, and they are going to literally subdivide us up because they can't capture us into the larger cities that are already in place, like Portland, Seattle. They're already 15-minute cities. They're going to be moving us into smaller zones within the proximity of where many of us live already. And so you have to remember their words always. For years, they've been saying, think global. But go local. That is the plan. It's a global plan that they're bringing in locally. And these are going to be ghettos for many that survive to be incarcerated in. Now, many won't survive. We've got the Deagle report that claims the percentage of deaths that they have planned to accomplish the genocide in this year of 2025. Most people will die. They won't be moved into these kill cities. And if you prove to be incorrigible, well, you'll just be shot before you ever get moved into anything like this. And there are documents that tell us this. So they go on to tell us that the results of these cities, they're more sustainable, they're more equitable, you will live healthier, and you'll have a better life, but these are ghettos. This is the World Economic Forum on steroids. These are ghettos of death. These are prison camps. It's not about the climate. Now, everyone must constantly remember, we're built upon deceptive weapon systems. Our children, many people, don't even disagree that we need to reduce our CO2 emissions, but we can't reduce our CO2 emissions. That is oxygen. The plants need it. They're killing the plants with all the heavy dosing of chemtrails. I posted a video that that Doug and Stacy with Off Grid did. They captured my very good friend, Roslyn Peterson, talking about how she first started to find out and learn about the overhead aerosol spraying. So for all of you that still are in questioning about that, go to my website and you'll find the picture of Doug. He looks Amish. He's not, but he is excellent. And he is showing Roslyn Peterson's talk. And then when she went to the United Nations on her own, to try to talk them out of changing the climate. And she was murdered, as many people that are in this become hit with fast-acting cancer and many other types of of plausible, deniable forms of murder, car crashes, etc. But having said that, please go and look that up. Share that with everyone you know. Also, share on ToxicSky.org the movie Unconventional Grey, G-R-E-Y. If you're on the fence and you're not certain about chemtrails, you need to get off the fence. If you strongly believe that they don't exist, well, then you're under mind control. And don't bother to look any further because you're captured. If you have voted, you are under mind control. We know, we've been told in every document that I have, that the controllers organize both sides of government to create deception and to keep us divided so that we can never work together to solve the problems that they're creating for all of us. We're just arguing amongst ourselves. They say that they control all aspects of our lives, and they even tell us what to think and how, and they do. So for those of you that are caught in mind control, I've read you patents on this program this evening, try to shake yourself out of it. I don't know how you do that, but try. And they say that they will accomplish their goals by using hate as their ally and anger as their friend. That's exactly what they're doing. And they
also
talk.
Deborah, nobody's calling us. I know they're listening, so that's all right, folks. You don't need to call us. They'll be open the lines. Go ahead, Deborah.
Okay.
You've got about 5 minutes left or so.
Okay, great. I'm going to continue to go over some more things because it's so important that people share this this program far and wide. Please prepare. Please prepare your minds. Prepare your hearts for what's coming. And more importantly, draw that line in the sand that you will not cross under any and all circumstances, because what we have coming towards us now is Mad Max on steroids. Mad Max. And we're going to have to live in right conduct every day, every day. But they go on to talk about how we must never know that colors of our skin is an illusion. And we must always think that other colors are not equal. This is what they've caused. And it's so sad. And they've done this drop by drop, slowly over millennium to advance their goals. They talk about how they will take over our land, resources, our wealth, to exercise total control over us. That's what they're doing. That's what is being done. And they will deceive us into accepting laws that will steal what little freedom we have left. So we've accepted laws that we have to reduce our CO2 emissions. We've accepted laws that we have to drive weapons of lithium-ion batteries. Because that will contribute to reducing our greenhouse gas emissions. We've accepted these laws of death. And we're looking up to people that are making untold amounts of billions of dollars over death causes that are being implemented on all of us. Make no mistake. And they tell us that if we even tried to raise up against them, they would crush us like insects. That they would use, that our guns and our bullets would have no consequence. They would use bioweapons over us, spray us with bioweapons. They're doing that already. They're doing that already. So I can only say to all of you, please share that these fires are caused by directed energy weapons, basted with chemtrails in advance. Certainly there's no water or little water capability at all these fires, and the reason there is you can't put out the areas that they beam with the lasers, because you don't put microwave laser fires out with water. We would have all caught on a long time ago had they used water. They didn't use water here where I am in Northern California in 2017. In fact, it was a complete stand down. When they burned out this very exclusive area on the hill that burned out a hotel and then jumped the freeway, we lost 5,000 homes that night. And there were no police, no sheriffs or fire engines driving up there at midnight with any sirens or anything to help the people get out of there and evacuate. The people were on their own. There was no water in the hydrants. And many died. I think the count was about 20-plus people died. Similarly to, I think that down in the Los Angeles County area, there are somewhere around 17,000 homes that have burned. And I can only say that this is horrific. My heart breaks. I've lost my history. Where I grew up, it's gone. It's burned down. It's gone. And I can only tell you the trauma that comes out of losing your past and the pain and suffering that you see on people's faces as they've lost it all. This is horrific. And out of fear, and then they talk about how Airbnb is giving people a week to stay for free. Well, Alphabet runs Airbnb. They've taken away the local rental housing. People make more money by renting Airbnb. And the same thing happened here. People could only stay in Airbnbs for 1 week. People moved six-plus times to various Airbnbs for one-week stays because they needed to stay around to try to figure out their insurance. Well, ultimately, a lot of these people, because there was no, all the hotels were full. There were no places for people to stay. People were getting tired of camping, surfing on their neighbors' couches or relatives' couches. People were getting certainly RVs. They were parking RVs. Now it's illegal to park on the streets. You can only park there between certain hours with RVs. They wouldn't let people park on their properties for a while. The property is a toxic dump site. These are toxic sites that should not be rebuilt on. And anyone, that would should suggest that these people go up there and use their hands to clear their sites wants them dead, because there is dioxin, there is so much hazardous material up there that it really literally we found out here in 2017, in order to clear the dirt from all of the burned piping and plumbing that causes
about one minute
from the asbestos, they would have to remove the earth about 8 feet in depth. Where are you going to move all that dirt? And no one's telling these people to do that. They'll just die faster. So everyone, please share this information. Help people understand how they can defend themselves as best possible and see in advance of being hit with weather weapons how they can then maybe empower themselves. Look at how they make money on catastrophe bonds. And go to my websites, stopthecrime.net, primarywater.org, and toxicsky.org, and do all you can to be as self-sufficient as possible so you can help others as they become in need. And that's going to increase by the week here on out. So thank you, Pastor Butch, so much for having me on. And I will be bringing back information as fast as I can.
I'll be back in touch with you soon. You stay in touch with me, please, okay?
Yes. Thank you so much.
All right.
Everyone,
folks,
be safe.
Love you. By the grace of God, we'll see you tomorrow night. Thank you, Deborah, so much. See you tomorrow night, folks. With a great Van Hoof. You'll hear us tomorrow night. Have a great night. Bye-bye.
Satan's armies come to kill. This is war. Satan's army roams the land, seeking souls of fallen men.
Melody Cederstrom and CSC Talk Radio team up as Common Sense Voices of Integrity. I personally endorse Melody Cederstrom to be your trusted go-to expert for all your precious metal needs. Experts agree a financial crisis and even collapse is inevitable. Given our government's lack of economic leadership and self-interests of those in power, it's no longer a question of if you should purchase gold and silver, but if you will purchase gold and silver before it's too late. Melody encourages you to tune in each weekday morning. Visit csctalkradio.com. We both agree truth and education are the two significant factors in both our missions. There is a wealth of misinformation out there. Let Melody and Beth Ann help you sort through the chaos and bring you home to the truths that will ensure that you and your family are protected. Call Discount Gold and Silver Trading, 1-800-375-4188, or online at dgscoins.com. Melody and Beth Ann are strong forces together, working to preserve liberty and bring America home.